Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. You can call us anytime, 4275-1965. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Jade and Damien, please.
Oh, this is Jade and Damien.
You are speaking to us.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Angela Bishop from Channel 10. How are you?
Angela, doing well.
Very nice to hear from you again.
Yes, you should be almost on your way to Ramsey Street.
And that's funny you should mention that. That could be the reason I'm calling. I've been thinking over the chat we had last week. And Damien, your plight, whereby you haven't been invited back to Neighbours, unlike approximately 1,500 people at last count that I checked, have in fact been invited back to reprise their roles on Neighbours. Just checking, has anyone reached out or has anything changed?
No, nothing has happened. Not at all. We were kind of relying on your help with stuffing Damien into your suitcase and getting him through customs that way. And onto Ramsey Street that way. But no, nothing. We actually thought everything was lost and kind of went, oh, well.
Yeah, hashtag Leith no longer on Ramsey Street, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to update you. I in fact, found a little time to do a spot of shopping the other day. Yes. And I found on sale at one of our reputable department stores a very, very, very big suitcase. Oh. It's in fact the largest suitcase I've ever seen. And I'm now quietly confident that I can, as well as my extensive shoe collection, fit Damien into it and take him to Ramsey Street with me next week.
Wow.
What?
How is that? Are you for real? So you will take Damien to Ramsey Street?
I will get him there. What happens after that is up to him.
Okay.
Wow.
Angela,
so, you know what I mean? I'll get him to the location.
Yeah.
But after that, it's up to his own charms and wit to see what he can achieve.
Is there room in your suitcase for Damien's co-host, Jane? Can you squeeze me in there too?
If you're a tiny slip of a thing, I have no doubt you can go on my handling.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'd like to be on carry-on and you can just slip in a little champagne every now and then on the trip down. That'd be great.
So
awesome.
So wait a minute. So this is really happening. We're actually doing this. We're heading on to Ramsey Street?
I'm smuggling you on set. Now, you're going to have to behave yourself.
I'll try my best. I'll be giddy there. That's the problem. I'll be all giddy and be, excited and acting like a silly guy. But
Angela,
that is awesome.
This is so good. You have got Damien Leith back on Ramsey Street. We didn't care in what capacity. If he has to be smuggled in there, we do not mind. We just wanted to get him back on Ramsey Street.
I thought this dream was dead. I thought it was gone. Look at that. It's just become a reality.
That is awesome.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So what's Studio 10 doing? You're doing a whole bunch of shows, aren't you, Ange, from Ramsey Street and from the set next week. So, Dame, are you there?
Oh, lock me in.
That's right.
All right, I can't wait.
We're going to be there live broadcast for the very last day of filming, among other things. So it's just going to be an extraordinary week. But yes, Damien, you're there. And fingers crossed. You never know what can happen in the wild and wonderful world of showbiz.
Oh, well, that is absolutely awesome. You know what I'm going to off and do now? I'm going to learn the song. I'm bringing my guitar, just so you know. I'm bringing it.
Yep.
Try and stop me. I'm bringing it anyway, all right? I'm giving you the warning about that.
Okay, sounds like I'm going to have to shift a couple of pairs of shoes out of my suitcase to fit that in, but we'll manage it.
All right, sounds good. That's brilliant.
Fantastic. How good is that?
There you go. It actually happened. I can't
believe
it.
The campaign worked.
Wow.
Yes.
Angela Bishop from Studio 10. Thank you.
That is so cool.
Right. As your campaign manager, I feel like I do need to come along with you, though.
I'm sure we can work this out. It sounded like she can. It definitely sounded like she can.
Thank you to everybody who jumped onto wavefm.com.au and signed the petition, use the hashtag.
Jeez.
You're on.
We've done it.
You're on Ramsey
Street.
We've
actually done it.
That is so good.
Final day of filming.
Oh, high five, Lee.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Got a moral dilemma that's come through anonymously.
A moral dilemma.
Yeah, we're non-judging here on the show. If you want to share your problems with us or share a bit of a quandary that you're having at home, get it to us. Hi, Jade and Damien. My husband and I are having a massive disagreement over something that I feel his opinion shouldn't matter as much as mine.
Okay.
This is due to my history, plus the fact that he's a man and couldn't possibly understand the situation. My entire life, I've been flat-chested until I finally did something about it. After our two children were born in my early 30s, I booked in and had a boob job. And wow, I wished I'd have done this sooner. And my hubby didn't seem to complain about the improvements either at the time, just quietly laugh emoji. Our eldest daughter, who's about to turn 18, has sadly inherited my cup size and has recently started to complain about this with me. And we have discussed this at length, and she's happy to go along with what I have planned for her birthday. For her 18th birthday next month, I'm organising a boob job gift card. I believe this will make her happier and allow her to enjoy her early adult life more than I did at the same age, plus give her added confidence. Now, my husband hates the idea. He's 100% against it. He feels our daughter should wait and make this decision for herself later in life and also go through the process of paying for it herself too. I feel this surgery would be life-changing for her and allow her to better enjoy her life right now instead of wasting years saving up for surgery. And my husband doesn't feel it appropriate for a dad to fund his daughter's larger boobs. Jade and Damien, what do I do?
Well, I didn't know you could get gift cards for this sort of thing.
Oh, you get gift cards for anything.
Wow. I mean, so much for Hoyt's tickets.
So much for giving someone a signet ring for their 18th.
Yeah, there's a boob job for you.
Wow. Okay.
That's an interesting one,
isn't it?
It
is an interesting one. I think... For me, well, I've got a 19-year-old daughter, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that 18's young. Like, it's young.
Yeah.
A young age to get a boob job.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like you're at the start of your adulthood, but, you know, you've still got to go on and have kids and, you know, sometimes there can be complications associated with boob jobs when it comes to breastfeeding.
Yeah.
That might change that. You might... As you get older, actually embrace the fact that you have littler breasts. One of my good mates, she's got small boobs, and can I just tell you, it's come in handy at a later age when you know we're folding them up into our bra. She doesn't have to worry about even wearing one, and so she loves it. Yeah. But when we were younger, she was very self conscious about it, but now loves the fact that she doesn't have to worry about saggy boobs.
Right, okay.
But I don't know. She's young. It's a young age to.
I mean, I don't like coming in on these sort of things because as a guy, like what she says, the husband doesn't know. We don't really know this
what
sort
it's
of
like.
Stuff.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say, though, from my point of view, okay, on a kind of unrelated, but I had bad teeth for years. For years. Yeah. And when I was a kid, I had a massive fang and I was always paranoid about it.
Yeah,
this is even as a teenager. I hated it. I even look at pictures now and I go, oh my God, it's like this massive gap. And even when I went on Australian Idol, I got criticized.
Really?
Oh, the Kyle Sanderlands bagged me out. Straight to me, he says, what's wrong with your teeth? The minute I walked on.
Really?
Before I even sung a note.
Wow, I'm surprised you didn't walk off the stage. Like, that's horrible.
Talking about rattling you before you've even done anything.
Oh,
I hadn't sung a note. So eventually I did get my teeth done. And I remember at the time thinking, well, I should have done this years and years ago.
Because
it was something I was always self-conscious of.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I am kind of a believer of if there's something that you're not happy with.
Yeah.
You've only got one life.
Yeah.
If you're in a position to do something about it, if you can do it, and it's what you want and it'll make you happy,
The thing is, and she's an adult, so she's making, I guess, an informed decision. For me, it just feels a bit young. I think give her the gift card but say, you know, it's open-ended. It's not going to expire in 12 months. If you want to get your boobs done in 5 years, then that's fine. But just so you know, you have the opportunity to do it if you need and want to.
All right. Look, let's give the Illawarra the chance to chip in here this morning. As I say, we're doing this in a really non-judging kind of way, but we'd love to get your thoughts on this. Mm. Maybe you've been through a similar situation and you want to share your story. You're welcome with us.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
And I think having a 19-year-old daughter, I think it's a little bit too young. I reckon if she's keen to do it, give her the gift voucher and maybe say it doesn't expire, you can sit on it if you want to. Because she might decide in a couple of years that she actually likes being flat-chested.
Well, look, okay. We got Karen on the line. Karen, what do you think about this?
If the mum found a man that loved her the way she was, flat-chested, and married him and ended up having two children, why can't the daughter do the same thing? It doesn't say that she has a partner at the moment, but 18 is far too young to have a procedure like that done. And it's irreversible. Well, it's not irreversible, but there's a lot of complications.
Yeah. Well, look, it is. It's a massive procedure. There's no doubt in that.
Yeah.
Massive procedure.
And, you know, I think, too, with the mum, she got it done later in life because it made her feel better about herself. And I feel, oh, power, too. I've got a couple of girlfriends who have had the same situation in life, post-kids. You know, the boobs weren't what they used to be and they felt really self-conscious and then they got a little a boob job done and they feel great about themselves, which I'm like, all power to you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Karen, it's the age thing for me, 18. You're at the start of your life.
OK, look, appreciate the call, Karen. 4275-1965. We've got a heap of people who want to chip in here.
Jade from Below's giving us a call. What are your thoughts, Jade?
Well, I'm a cosmetic nurse. So I work doing boob jobs, but I also have a teenager. It's just about 18. And personally, I think it's too young. At 18, they're not... Also, your parents doing it for you might feel like you're being pushed into doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think there's a few more years that they need to experience before they decide for themselves.
Okay.
It's a big surgery.
It is a big surgery. And look, in your experience, have you had young people undertake the surgery and then regret it?
No. Well, I mean, I feel... At 18, we really try to dissuade parents and children from doing it because it's just too young. I mean, and myself having a nearly 18-year-old, I don't think they're quite ready yet.
Well, Jade, look, really appreciate you chipping in this morning. If you've got a moral quandary for us and you want us to discuss on the air,
we'd
love to
sort
hear
it out for you.
Yeah.
We
hope that sorts it out.
This is like Agony Ant.
or Dolly Doctor.
We are ready to hear you.
4275-1965, you can get us anytime or hit us up through Facebook.
Can we just do a disclaimer? We've got no professional qualifications.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Just opinions.
Yeah, that's right.
We love a good chat.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Do you like to pee in the shower? Cut to the chase. Even Andy, our producer, just walked by and he even had a chuckle there in the background.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
It's a snap poll.
I'm a shower weir.
Shower weir.
I peed in the shower this
morning. Do you know shower weir?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, jeez. No, I do not wee in the shower.
Oh, come on.
No, I do not wee in the shower. What I will do, even last night, I had a shower actually last night just before bed, and, you know, I need to go to the loo. I'll pull up the toilet seat, do my business, then get in the shower. You
see,
know?
I quite often, because I've got, like, down to an art form in the morning, how can I spend as little time as possible getting ready?
Okay.
And so I go out of the bed, and I, like, beeline straight to the shower, turn the tap on, and then by the time I get in, I need to do a little wee-wee. So do it there. I save on time and money because I think I'm not using toilet paper.
No, that's fair enough.
And then I also think, too, I'm not flushing a toilet, so, you know, saving on water.
All right, here's another question for you. Would you think, okay, that every time you get in the shower, you do a wee?
I reckon, like, 99% of the time I probably would.
This is, okay, so scientists have come out with some research and they've decided that it's not good to wee in the shower.
Why not?
The reason being is that you actually train your brain to associate flowing water with wee time. So, in other words, even if you're washing the dishes, you will be salivating wee to a certain extent.
You will want to wee.
You'll want to wee, and even little droplets will start.
So, if we go up to, you know, Fitzroy Falls to check out the scenery, we'll wet our pants. What you're saying?
Well, you'll wet your pants, or you'll want to wee.
There's no toilet. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're setting ourselves up. I thought it was good. Didn't Madonna come out and say on Letterman once that she wees in the shower because it gets rid of athlete's foot?
It gets rid of all the foot cooties.
I hate to say it now. Preempting that you might say this, I've done the research.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. It's an urban myth. There's nothing to back up. There is urea in urine, which is a uric acid, and it, you know, there's talk that it would actually help, but you'd have to have no other water flowing because it gets washed away straight away. So to wee on your feet is pointless unless you just you need to actually just turn off the shower and go, all right, here we go. Pull your foot up to old Mr. Kanish or Mrs. Kanish and go and do your wee then.
I feel like, or you need to get, remember those foot massages that everyone has? You need to fill one of those with wee and just sit your feet in there for a long amount of time.
That's what you'd have to do.
See, that's much more gross. A lot of people think it's gross, right, to wee in the shower. My 4-year-old, she loves a shower wee. But it gets washed down the drain. Like, you think of all the other bits you're washing in the shower, and that all gets washed down
the drain.
There's
worse stuff going down that drain.
I know. And it's actually better for you as a woman to wee and then use, like, water, like a frontwards bidet, than to use toilet paper. On your bit. So there's so many positives.
So let's continue the discussion. Should you do a poo in the shower?
No, that's a hard no. That's hard to get down the drain. Trust me.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. It's Jade and Damien's Mind Bender. Mind Bender.
Jade and Damien's Mind Bender. Which one of you two will be the first to sort this out? We'd love your help. Illawarra, Jade's got the keys to the prize cupboard. Just come back with a mountain of stuff.
Yep.
That looks good. 4275-1965 if you want to come play. 4275-1965. You two good? You're right.
Yeah, we're ready to go. Right. What do you got for us, Dina?
The water level in a reservoir is low.
Oh, okay. That's
but a problem. It doubles. It doubles every day.
Okay.
It takes 60 days to fill the reservoir. How long does it take for the reservoir to become half full?
Easy. I'm not even gonna get involved in this
really?
One.
Really? Wait, no, can you say that again?
The water level in a reservoir is low.
Yes, it's low.
It's drought.
Okay.
Then the rain comes.
Yeah.
And it doubles every day.
Uh-huh.
It takes 60 days to fill the reservoir.
Yeah.
How long does it take from the reservoir to become half full?
I know. Come it's on, not Jed. 30 days because I know it doubles every day.
Give us a prize, Jed.
I've got a prize. Oh, I just don't have the answer.
All right. Okay. 4275-1965. Okay, so. First cab off the rank here. We've got Graham. Is it from Windan, Graham?
Grant, yeah.
Oh, Grant. Oh, sorry, Grant. Mate. Yeah. Fire away. Can you sort out this mind bender for us?
Off the top of my head, I'd say 15.
Oh yeah, because like a quarter,
it's not 15. Sorry, Grant.
Know this, Damien.
I know.
Is it a math question, or is it
the
just
answer,
that you know the answer because you've
no,
heard
no,
before?
It's a math question. Oh, it's okay. Yeah.
Let's go to Lee. Morning, Lee. Can you sort out our mind bender this morning?
Sure. I think it's 59 days.
Oh, that feels good to me.
Why? How's it 59? How'd you get that answer?
Lee?
I've heard it before.
All right.
All right.
But okay. Do you know how the answer was...
Generated,
yeah.
No.
So she didn't crack it. She's just got a good memory, which, hey...
Well, look, if it doubles every single day, it makes... That means that by the last day, it had to have doubled the day beforehand, so it would have been halfway. It has to be half the day beforehand because it doubles each day.
So the answer is 59.
Yeah, so it's 59 days. If the water level doubles every day, the reservoir on any given day was half the size of the day prior.
Right.
So Damo's right. If it's full on day 60, that means it was half full on day 59.
Makes sense.
Maths in space.
Oh, my husband's already sent me a message too.
Yeah.
Something about taking a square root. I don't know. That's beyond me.
No. Oh, cool.
Who knows? All that we know is that you got it right. It doesn't matter how you got it right. You got it right. So congrats. So we've got a little prize for you.
Yeah, good on you, Lee.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.